Well, you know, it was important to the Bryan City Council that we put on the ballot the possibility of disposing the Bryan Municipal Golf Course and the possibility of purchasing Briarcrest Country Club. And the voters have spoken. That was the whole purpose of putting it out there to gauge and see where the voters wanted to pursue. And they've spoken, and we're going to move forward with the municipal course, with the Travis B. Bryan Municipal Course, and continue that as a park.
The margin, 7-3 against selling the municipal course, about 2-1 against purchasing Briarcrest. What does that mean to you?
It didn't surprise me at all. You know, in talking with the community over the past few weeks, there was some confusing about the ballot language and, you know, what exactly we were wanting and asking of the voters in this situation. And, you know, with a lot of folks that are very attached to that location on Villa Maria, and, you know, a lot of folks that weren't too excited about Briarcrest because we're in a tough economic times and they were worried about the operating expenses of Briarcrest and what that would cost us in the future and what that might have been as a burden to the city. And so didn't surprise me one bit, but, I mean, again, we weren't looking for any certain outcome. The council was just wanting to put it out there and let the voters decide their wishes. It's been talked about for many years. And then when Briarcrest officially came on the market this summer, it seemed like good timing to go ahead and stick it out there. And, you know, let's discuss it and vote on it as a community, and that's what we've done tonight. And so we definitely respect the wishes of the citizens. I know there's been some talks that the council's still going to proceed with Briarcrest. I think the final results came in about 64-65% against. I will not vote to purchase Briarcrest and go against the wishes of the voters.
Can you extract from these results that voters want to make an investment in the municipal golf course? You had mentioned a pretty high dollar tag to get that shaped up the way that it should be operating and presented as a golf course. Does a no vote on Briarcrest and no vote to sell municipal means putting the money into the municipal to make the golf course what it could be?
I think if the people really wanted to put a bunch of money into the golf course, they probably would have voted to buy Briarcrest. I do think the people and the citizens wanted that to remain a parkland, a park space. There were many people that approached me about other opportunities for that space, continuing as a park, turning it into ball fields and hiking trails, those type of activities. So that'll be something in the future. The council will have to look at in the future of, you know, whether we continue it as a municipal golf course or we do some other type of park and recreational function with it. But I think the voters tonight spoke in favor of keeping it as a parkland, not necessarily in favor of keeping it as a golf course. So I think if there were a lot of golfers out there that supported wanting a golf course, I think you probably would have saw a little different result on Briarcrest Country Club, which had, you know, more golfing amenities, a driving range, locker room, that sort of thing. But I do think that the citizens were adamant about keeping it as a park and green space. And so that's something that we'll have to look at. I don't think we need to be, you know, losing money on it every year. I think we're looking at losing about $125,000. So, you know, we'll have to look at the fees and our charges and, you know, maybe make adjustments on those so we can try to break even on that expense. We've talked about, you know, what the Bryan residents pay versus the non-Bryan residents. I think that's something that needs to be talked about in the future. You know, I think Bryan residents and taxpayers and citizens should get a better deal than non-Bryan residents. You already see that in College Station. If you try to use their parks and their facilities, Bryan residents will pay more than a College Station resident. So it's, you know, I don't think it's right that the taxpayers subsidize rounds of golf for non-Bryan residents. So that'll be something that'll probably need to be addressed in the future. And we still have a public course out there with Briarcrest Country Club. It is privately owned, but it is a public course. And it's gotten to be very competitive. Their prices are very competitive, but very affordable. And so we've seen over the past 2 years, we've lost about 10,000 rounds of play. We've gone from 40,000 to 35 to close to 30,000 this year. So I think, you know, not only is the economy affecting the rounds of play, but you've also got some pretty good competition. You're also going to see A&M out there in the near future revamp their golf course. And so they're going to be putting some money into upgrading their facilities, and so that's going to be additional competition. So, you know, the jury's still out on how we use that parkland in the future. At this point, it's a municipal golf course, and we're going to continue to maintain it in that capacity, and then that's something we'll be looking to the citizens and talking with Parks and Recs boards and our community about future uses. But it definitely will remain a park at this point.
Have you given any consideration to a timetable to address what you just mentioned now that the voters have decided it's going to remain parkland? You know, it's kind of like a chicken and egg thing. Does the consideration come first to decide whether to keep the parkland as a golf course or have you even started thinking about that? And if so, you know, is this going to be something that's going to happen in the next 12 months, or is it going to take longer than that?
Well, we haven't discussed it as a body. You know, we're going to cross each bridge as we get there. There was a lot of answers that we were waiting to hear back from on tonight's elections, and to kind of see what direction we were going to pursue with Muni and Briarcrest Country Club. So, I mean, it's now that we know that, then that's something we can look at in the future. If the council and the city so chooses, that's something that we can explore.